Sports beyond your wildest dreams. Things you didn't know could be competitive. Events that make you go, I'm sorry, what? No matter what it is, I'm interested. Welcome to the Ball Drop. Imagine this. You're standing on the top of a 100-meter tall hill with more than a 45-degree angle incline, ready for the chase. This is the reality for hundreds of people around the world. First officially held in 1826, the annual cheese rolling competition has been said to have been happening for centuries. There is some debate about its origins. Some say that it's a pagan tradition. Others say it's a strength test for barrel makers. Either way, it has developed into a massive community event. Every year, on the last Monday of May, participants gather at Cooper's Hill in Brockworth, England, chase an 8-pound wheel of cheese down the daunting hill and be crowned champion cheese chaser and king of Cooper's Hill. Today on the show, I have Ava Sender-Logan, 2025 Women's World Champion Cheese Roller, to talk about her time in the competition.
Community Kitchen, which is a kitchen based in London that serves food for displaced people around the UK and Calais in northern France.
That's so cool. I've done a decent amount of research into cheese rolling, but I'm so curious of how you found it. I mean, I guess I've talked to a few of my professors from the UK and stuff, and I mentioned oh yeah, I'm doing the thing about this sport I've never heard of, and they're like, oh yeah, it's pretty common, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't know about common, but me and my mates used to get it on YouTube, and we were just thought it was the weirdest kind of tradition, if you will. I mean, it was just a bunch of nutters throwing themselves down a hill. We thought it was pretty cool, and I don't know, this year I was watching it for a bit, and I thought, actually, I'm about in Oxford, I've got friends down there, let's have a look. And yeah, let's do it. I play football, so I thought it'd be good. I don't know. I was looking for ways to raise money, really. That was kind of the force wanting me to do it. And I couldn't think of a better televised event that's kind of blown up in recent years, not only on YouTube, but Instagram, TikTok, especially with that bat flipping guy who, anyway, yeah. I thought that was really what I was thinking. Media-wise, it'd be a good way to do it.
I saw those all over my my feed, and I'm like, what is this? What is this dude barreling down a hill? Who is this?
No, actually, so the guy who did the double vat flip, Rogley, so the kind of refugee community kitchen, one of the two co-founders, well, a couple founders, Paola, who's also a good mate of ours, it's her godson who's the double vat flip guy. And anyway, she was just like, oh, congrats on winning, but you'll never guess who that viral lad is. I was like, wait, what do you mean? So yeah, I donated to him I gifted him a portion of the cheese. I was just like, you really deserve this, because he wasn't even competing. He just happened to because they cap it at 5 races for the men, or maybe it's 3, I can't remember. And he was just one of the kind of few that was just well, I'm waiting here, I'm not going to walk down, do you know what I mean? I'm going to roll down. So yeah, he got to try the cheese, thankfully, but crazy.
I have to ask, is the cheese good?
The cheese is really nice. It's strong. I'm not the biggest cheese person, but I liked it, and my family loved it, and the kitchen loved it as well. I donated half of it, and we made this huge mac and cauliflower cheese, and everyone who tried it was like, wow, this is proper. It had a good strong taste. I don't know if you're into cheese, but
I'd say my partner is far more into cheese than I am.
Okay, I hear
there's a Netflix documentary. It's called We Are the Champions, and they did an episode about cheese rolling, and they went into the long several hundred year history of this cheese.
I mean, I was reading about it a little bit once it kind of blew up, because I knew it was big, but I didn't kind of until this year and everything. Isn't it 1826 or something? Yeah, centuries old. I haven't seen the Netflix thing, but I should. But
it's a good watch. It's only half an hour.
And it's isn't it for bringing luck to their harvest? Or
I don't think really know what the background is.
Yeah.
I need to refresh. I saw on your the link tree for your thing, you've raised a couple thousand pounds for charity, haven't you?
Yeah, £1,000 was done through the kind of the main link to me, and then through RCK, which is the website, they've kind of, people have set up monthly donations, or even just kind of talking about it on the BBC, people were really pleased that kind of like to get, especially now, that message that refugees are welcome and that donations are needed now more than ever.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the refugees are from where, or just like anywhere?
Anywhere fleeing war, really. A lot of people coming from Calais after the Sudan crisis recently. Yeah.
All right. A little bit, you know, backtracking back to like cheese rolling. You mentioned like there were, you could do like a few races. Is that like you can only do 3 or 5 in your lifetime, or like they have multiple races in like a day?
I don't know. So the day of the cheese roll this year was the 26th of May. And I know there's one race for women. This is the downhill races. So there's downhills and uphill races. The downhill only for people above 18. And then the uphill is for children, or they do children ones and then they do adult ones as well. And those aren't mixed, as in they're not separated by gender. So the downhill, I think there's 3 men's and then there's only 1 woman's. And then there's, I don't know, under 12-year-old kids going up, above 12-year-olds, and then kind of just adults going up. So in total, I think that's what, like 7 races? No, I don't know. But those are, that's kind of the setup of the day. That's 6 races.
7, yeah. So 3 7. Men's, 3 uphill, and then 1 women's.
Yeah.
So yeah, 7. Interesting. 7. Is there, so there's 7 winners of the annual cheese roll.
Exactly. So the adults, all the downhill races will win like a big wheel of cheese. And then the uphill ones will only get a smaller version of it. There's no kind of prize cash, or, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, surely they get more than the cheese, but it's not. It's that cheese and it's the one that rolls down the hill. It's not like a cardboard cutout or like that's the cheese. But there's also like the crowds. That was the main thing. It was kind of just like being up there. It was kind of just like so many people cheering and kind of chanting kind of weird cheese. It was just like mental. It was genuinely, it felt just like, what's going on?
That's so cool. I read an article on, I think it might've been the BBC, that said that in 2013 they replaced it with like a foam cutout of the cheese, but everyone hated it so much that they forced the like organization to go back to the cheese. It's like people are intense about this.
They're intense about it, but it's really, it's just farmers doing it, as in it's all, the cheese is made locally in Brockworth by, I can't remember who it's called. It used to be a woman, I don't know who it is now. They don't receive any funding for it. It's a free event. The most kind of money you'll spend there is for parking. That goes to charity anyway. It's run by the community. It's set up by the community. All the volunteers, the rugby team at the bottom catching people to kind of slow their fall, their volunteers, everyone who sets up the event and checks for rocks on the hill, they're all volunteers. So it's nothing... It's become this huge thing, but at the end of the day, it's Brockworth community making this happen. And it's kind of incredible that they've managed to make this small town this huge event.
That's so cool. It's like such a community thing. I'm actually going to be in the UK this spring, so I want to see if I can try and go to it. And I play rugby for my school, actually. Maybe I can help volunteer.
Do it. Or do you think you'd compete?
How tall is the hill? It's like 100 meters.
I don't know. Numbers wise, it's kind of, I know like the average it takes someone to go down is like 15 seconds, but that's just because of the steepness of it. There's all these things in the gradient, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but until you're up there, like we were standing queuing there for a while, and you are just like on your tiptoes anyway. Like there's no way of, it's that steep. You can't like stand flat. You're like that for the whole time. And then once it goes, I think some men can stay on their feet. I think Chris Anderson's the champion of it. He's like a German streamer. No, that's Tom Kopke. Kopke's the one who won it this year. Chris Anderson's a local, and he's won it like 23 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's this kind of mental nut, like, lovely guy. But anyway, you can't stand on it. You can't run it. It's just falling. There's no, I don't think there's any technique to it as much as people want to say.
I would love to run it. I think my rugby coach would actually kill me if I like broke my arm and I was like, I was doing the cheese roll.
That's the thing. You can't be just like, you're kind of asking for it if you get injured. It's not just like, oh, poor me. Like, no.
Did you end up like rolling down the hill or did you like run it? I mean, you said like you tripped or fell.
I run like the first 3 seconds and then gravity kind of took over and it is just rolling the whole time. And then just at the end, I managed to kind of slow down by like literally gripping the floor and standing up and then running the final, like, I don't know, 15 meters. And I think that's what made me win it for sure.
It was your first time competing, wasn't it?
First time competing, yeah.
What an insane story. Like, hey, I went to this thing on like just, you know, to raise money for charity and ended up winning it.
No, I know. It's crazy. Like this whole summer has just been like, oh yeah, by the way, like I won the cheese roll or like any, like, I started a job back in July and they're like, oh, introduce yourself, tell me a fun fact. I'm just like, oh, I've got one for this, like, I'm ready. I've kind of got that bag now, which is really fun.
Are you planning on competing again?
No, I always say no, but I promised my dad I wouldn't do it again just because, oh, they were all watching at home on telly. Like my dad beforehand, he was just like, absolutely not. Why are you doing this? It's like so selfish. It's also right at the start of summer and then you're going to be that kind of person that's got a cast. Like, oh, I'm not swimming or, oh, I'm not doing this. Why? Because I willingly threw myself down a hill. It's just like, no. And I do think I got lucky. Like it is a lot of impact and falling. And I fall a lot. So luckily, like, I got that technique down if there is a technique. But I think if I did it again, you would be getting hurt.
You didn't get too hurt, did you?
No, I was fine. Like, I mean, I had like a bruise on my head and like I was a bit battered, but it was nothing. There's no broken bones or anything. But I also think if I'm not going to do it again, but if I were to do it again, when I was at the top of the hill and I was looking around me, there was this girl, a couple girls, but like this girl to the right of me had ankle braces, mouth guard, elbow pads, knee pads. And I was just thinking, I am so underprepared for this. What have I done? Because originally I was going to bring like a wrist brace or like just something in case, you know, because that's the classic, isn't it? But a mouth guard, or everyone had cleats, so like football boots, rugby boots, so they could grip the ground. Like they really thought it through. I was just like in a tee. I was just like, what am I doing? This is no.
That's insane. It's just so crazy to wrap my head around this, like, locally run and funded community event of people just running down a hill chasing a wheel of cheese.
Yeah, there's nothing like, you should definitely go. It's kind of, the atmosphere for it is just really, I don't know, there's so many risk assessments now and, you know, paperwork with these things, insurance and all these things trying to prevent, and it was just like turn up, run down. There was no kind of name, age, la la la, previous medical, there was nothing. You just turn up, do it. And I think that's so cool and something that should be almost, I don't know, protected, or I don't know, I thought it was very cool that there was no risk assessment surrounding it.
I did see that, like, for the first, I can't remember exactly how long the actual event has been happening. It's been happening since, like, I think the mid-70s or 80s. For the first...
No, I think it's, like, 1800s. I think it's, like, old, old.
Oh, then yeah. But I know
that... I don't know. Recently, I could be wrong, but I think it's, yeah, I think it's older than that.
I know that recently they just started, like, being like, oh, EMT can come and, like, first responders can be there to, like, tend to the people. Because for a long time, they just, like, you just hobble down the hill.
I mean, I don't know if there was, though, because there was so much talk at the top, but I literally had people in front of me and some of the races were delayed, but they were saying, oh, it's been delayed because some lad's broken his back and he's got a helicopter and this and the injuries. I didn't see a helicopter. I feel like I would have noticed a helicopter if there was one, but there are EMTs. There was a lot of medics ready, or maybe they weren't medics, maybe they were just volunteers, but there was people ready with kind of these bed sheets and towels. As soon as people would roll down the hill, there'd be towels going up around them for like a bit of privacy. And then someone was definitely carried off, but I don't think they were held as a helicopter. There was an ambulance as soon as you arrive there ready, and a sign that says, "This is Cooper's Hill Choose Role competition. Competitors compete at their own risk," and all this kind of stuff. And audience should be advised not to But so there are EMTs, there are people ready. There was an ambulance. But no one got seriously injured this year.
I know that people have been hospitalized in the past.
Because yeah.
It's a giant hill you're running down. Mm.
The show has been hosted and edited by Chris Buzzolino. Production made possible by the Radio 1190 team. Thank you for listening.